Saigon Bay Vietnamese restaurant was destroyed Saturday when peaceful protests over the death of George Floyd grew violent in Tampa. The restaurant is in the same strip mall as the Champ store, which was burned to the ground. WUSF's Jessica Mazaros was on the scene this morning off Fowler Avenue and describes what remains of the restaurant.
I'm standing behind some yellow police tape, and in front of me, on the other side of the tape, is the Saigon Bay Vietnamese restaurant. Half of the sign is fallen over. The roof is caved in. The majority of the windows have been shattered. There's just some lingering photos of spring rolls. And there's a bunch of debris in the front, stacked up chairs, plants, boxes, trash bags. And the entire front of the building is covered in a pool of muddied water.
I put my heart every day in there. I work every day. So when I see all the stuff gone, it looks like trash can in there. And a lot of water, a lot of damage in there. So scary. I don't know how can I go through with this and clean up with this. I don't know.
Savi Lam and her husband have owned Saigon Bay for about 4 years. They walked through what was left of it Monday morning. Lam wore a white hazmat suit and already had a mask on because of the pandemic. They came out of the restaurant with slightly charred statues of Buddha.
The Buddha is with me all the time, you know, so I bring the Buddha with me. That's all I have. That's all I have. Nothing in there.
Lam is getting a lot of support from her customers, though, and a GoFundMe page had already generated tens of thousands of dollars within the first day. Jessica Mazaros, WUSF, 89.7 News.